Yes, that's a group called Freeze there, and the Southern Freeze. 23 minutes past 8 o'clock. Oh, it's great stuff, that music. Love it! Now, we're going to review an album now, if I can, if I'm allowed. I am allowed. The new album by Kim Carnes is Mistaken Identity. Kim Carnes, it's on EMI, and the female Ronnie Drew, who has burst upon us with the aid of Bette Davis's eyeballs, now issues forth what is apparently her sixth album to date. A sultry performer, Mrs. Carnes, or Miss Carnes, husky tones can be appealing at times, but Mistaken Identity is a patchwork killed to fairly average pop songs which seldom engender any great excitement. The opening track is the haunting Bette Davis Eyes, but few other measure up to this hit and run. Is okay. Hit and run isn't that bad. No, I suppose not. Mistaken Identity. Identity. Get it out. Is fair, while Draw from the Cards, which Kim had a hand in writing, is about the best of the rest. Okay, a fine album. So if you want some good listening, go out and buy Mistaken Identity by Kim Carnes. Okay? Great. Now we'll have news at 8:30, read by Aidan Stewart. In the meantime, these are Chic. Marvelous song. Will you cry when you hear the song? I will anyway. Nice song! 27 minutes past 8, and Chic, and a number called Will You Cry When You Hear the Sound? I'm crying already! Angela Doyle of 29 Rory O'Connor Park, Monkstown in County Dublin, has been one of my most faithful listeners here in A County. Grand stuff! And we'll play that one very specially for you, and of course to Keith, who's age 9, and Tracy, who's age 11 years. That sounds lovely. And we'll play that one very especially for you, and thanks for listening in. Right, we're going to go into an ad break, and we're going to be back with news with Aidan Stewart. Stand by for that. And then, of course, we'll be back directly after news with the final hour of the breakfast programme.
Alan Cloxton Builders are offering luxury one- and two-bedroom departments for sale at Johnstown House, Johnstown Park, off Ballygall Road East in Glasnevin, each with fully fitted bedrooms and kitchens, brass and marble fireplaces, breakfast bar and large lounge. These prime properties are convenient to shops, schools and churches and have been passed for the new £4,000 grant. There's an underground car park with an electronically controlled entrance, and landscape gardens are planned for the rear. The Johnstown House apartments are ideal for single or retired people. There's a show house open for viewing on Wednesday and Saturday between 3 and 5, or by appointment by calling 346-036. Johnstown House Luxury Apartments. Call 346-036. That's 346-036.
There's a lot of things happening at Saverway, Unit 42, Ballymun Shopping Centre. We're offering acoustic guitars at only £29.95. We've Agfa C60 cassette tapes reduced to 69 pence. Channel 3 VHF rabbit ears at £8. In our hi-fi department, we've an extensive range of Sharp 3-in-1 stereo systems from only £165. Plus many other leading brands. And there's a special offer on the Lightron 3-in-1 at £139. And we've a complete radio cassette on offer this month at just £39.95. There's a huge array in our jewellery department and everything in cosmetics for today's beautiful lady. There's a lot of things happening at Saverway, Unit 42, Ballymun Shopping Centre.
ARD broadcasting live to Dublin City on 11:43 a.m. and 99.3 FM. It's 29 and a half minutes now past 8 o'clock.
ARD News.
Aidan Stewart reporting. At a meeting in Belfast, representatives from most of the GAA clubs in Antrim said that they would continue to support their support for the May's hunger strikers. The meeting was organised by a group calling itself Gaels Against H Blocks. In Dublin, a picket has been placed on the CIE bus garage in Clontarf by night cleaning staff. A spokesman at the garage said a short time ago it is unlikely that there will be any buses available during the early part of the day. Earlier, the company said it had hoped for a considerable improvement in city bus services today following the suspension of the strike by the National Bus Workers Union. No change has been reported in the conditions of Kieran Doherty, TD, and Kevin Lynch. Mr. Doherty today is entering his 71st day without food, and Kevin Lynch has been refusing food for 70 days. A third hunger striker, Patrick Quinn, from Beleaks County Armagh, was said last night to be suffering from double vision and to have difficulty with his hearing. He's been fasting for 47 days. A consultage of commission on the road haulage industry has expressed concern about the roadworthiness of any freight vehicles here. In a report for the Department of Transport, the commission recommends that there should be a scheme of roadside checks of commercial vehicles by the Gardaí. In the County Cork, investigations are being made to find the source of pollution which killed thousands of fish in the Blackwater River. The government departments, the county council and local angling clubs are involved. An armed raider got away with £5,000 when he held up a security guard in Waterford last night. At a look at the weather ward now for Dublin. It will be cloudy at first, with mist or fog patches inland, brightening up gradually with sunny spells developing in most regions, becoming warm in the afternoon. Temperatures will be between 21 and 23 degrees Celsius. ARD News and Weather, 8:31 minutes now past 8 o'clock, and back to the breakfast programme with David Baker.
With you, baby, it's all right with me.
His eardrums out. That's from the album called Dumb Waiters, a nice one. The Corgis, and If It's All Right With You, Baby. Now, all sorts of things happening in here this morning. We have a gentleman with a moustache, a very delightful young lady, Aidan Stewart, Victor Ryan.
Lady is.
Pardon, say that.
Sorry, the moustache is false.
Now, this particular.
Did you hear the doggy? That was the Queen's doggies there, the corgis, singing the last song, by the way.
Why don't
you tell the people? People want to know.
Yes, the corgis.
Be informed.
The Queen's doggies. They were at the royal wedding, yeah.
Hello,
now,
David.
Now, this is Al O'Rourke, a famous disc jockey who's been in the business for God knows how long.
And I'm being pensioned off next week.
Yes. Now, as you know, as I've told you so many times, I'm leaving today.
What, there's a photograph of Dr. Don with a...
Would you concentrate on what I'm saying?
Oh, yes. I'm not bothered listening to you. Who's listening to you, David? Yeah. David, I have a card here. You haven't seen it yet.
Have I not?
It says, it's from 29 Rory O'Connor Park.
Angela Doyle. I guarantee it's Angela Doyle.
Oh, you know her, do you? Are you paying all these people to write into you? Must cost you a fortune. She didn't put a stamp on it either. Here is my impression of what you look like.
Oh.
Tall, dark, she's a liar, that girl. Extremely attractive, debonair.
Oh, wonderful.
Well-dressed. That's another lie. You should see the... Is it your dad's shirt you've got on?
I've nothing on.
Well, there's no collar on it. Tell your dad to put... you've dropped something.
It's my watch, actually.
Well-dressed, well-spoken. I'm not sure about that either. And, of course, a hit with the girls.
Oh,
yes. Notorious, to say the least. I think you're about my age, 35... Angela, we won't let Angela's age out now.
And we won't let my age out either.
By the way, talking about me being 50 this morning at 7:20, you didn't think I'd be listening, did you?
No.
Uh-huh. Well, I put Terry Wogan's program on record so that I can listen to it tonight, and I kept an eye on you this morning.
Al.
Yes, darling.
Introduce... Stop doing
now you know how Dave is retiring. I expect you are the opposite of what I wrote. True for you, Angela. How true? And are only 17 years old, fat and rather dull. Yes, well, it is a bit overcast this morning.
I am very fat.
I'm not bothered with girls. Oh, are you?
Not at the moment. Anyway, Al, would you like to introduce this record?
What is it? hello, this record. This is David Baker. David Record, this is this record.
Right.
I've introduced.
Okay, Al, we'll be talking to you a little bit later on. Told you there was going to be madness here this morning. Here's Stevie Wonder.
Getting to be all that matters to me. And let me tell you, girl, I hope and pray each day I live a little more love I'll have to give, a little more love that's devoted and free.
lover, you feel like me. If you should discover this dream is for two, well, I'm gonna tell you, girl, I'd light a candle every day and pray that you always feel this way and pray that our love will forever be new.
Minutes away from 9 o'clock with Stevie Wonder from the album called Hotter Than July and the number called All I Do.
Do, 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 do.
That's Al O'Rourke. Now, speak to me.
Hello.
Hello.
How do you do?
Not too bad. Listen, Al, I must, of course, thank you over the air for all your help.
What help?
What help?
Don't
what
try
help?
To blame me for such irresponsibility as having you on the air.
Yeah.
I had nothing to do with it whatsoever.
Well, I must thank you because you did have some part of it many years ago. We won't say where because I've been told not to say.
So that's why I've been pensioned off.
Yes.
I've often wondered. David, why do you play such rubbishy music on your breakfast show?
Well,
I love to hear some nice tunes. Yes. Pleasant songs from my day, seeing that I'm supposed to be 50
years
old.
I like this
old.
Stuff as well now.
How old am I? Aha. You 58. Should have had that contest. You should have had that contest during the week. I love lovely music, like songs from the 50s and
a
bit before your time, a bit before my time. My granny used to dance and sing these songs in the old days. Mm. Do you remember a guy called Frankie Avalon?
No.
You don't?
No.
Great guy. And there's a song from him called Why? Oh, why, oh, why, oh, why?
Good
Come
one.
On, Frankie.
I'll never let you go. Why? Because I love you. I'll always love you so. Why? Because you love me. No broken hearts for us, 'cause we love each other. And with our faith and trust, there could be no other. Why? 'Cause I love you. Why? 'Cause you love me. I think you're awfully sweet. Why? Because I love you. You say I'm your special treat. Why? Because you love me. We found the perfect love. Yes, a love that's yours and mine. I love you and you love me all the time. I'll never I love you.
I'll always love you so. Why? Because you love me.
Yes, you love me. We found the perfect love. Yes, a love that's yours and mine. I love you and you love me. I love you and you love me. We'll love each other, dear, forever.
Nice one. From?
I forget his name. Frankie Avalon.
Very nice. And why, oh why, oh why? I remember the Osmonds released that.
They didn't.
Donny Osmond did.
Of course, they all have to copy the original artist. Yeah. You'll of course hear the original songs on ARD.
I bet you don't know what year the Osmonds released that.
No. 1973.
Wrong. 1974.
Well, my memory wasn't good in that year. Why don't you play some of the Beatles for a change?
Yeah. Well, listen, this record's going out very, very specially to a young lady down there in Nutley who said she'd listen in this morning to my final programme, Lillian, who was away in Florida, and she came back with an absolutely beautiful tan. And I believe you had a beautiful time too. And I said, I play this one very specially for you. We'll take you back now to 1970 with the Beatles and a song called...
A long and winding road that leads to your door will never disappear. I've seen that road before.
Beatles there, back to 1970 with an absolutely brilliant song. Love it! And the long and winding road, and
let's slow down the road.
All together now.
so easy. Loving you could make me warm. Ever since the day I left you, I try, but I just can't get you out of my mind. Thought that I could do without you. Thought I had to look around. But now that I know I need you, I promise that I'll never leave you. Won't you please?
Wasn't that nice, audience?
Wasn't it?
The Osmonds, all the girls, going absolutely mad. Al O'Rourke's one of them. 9 minutes away from 9 o'clock, and we're going to take a commercial break right now, and we'll be back after that with lots more madness and lots of good music. Stay tuned.
If you're a Dublin businessman, and you're looking for the most cost-effective medium in advertising today, then you'll need to know about Channel 3 Independent Television Dublin. Channel 3 is the first station in Europe to introduce breakfast time viewing, and also to operate a late-night programme. Channel 3 TV broadcasts to the whole Dublin metropolitan area. For full details of this exciting new service, contact Channel 3 Television Advertising, 81 Eccles Street, Dublin 7, or telephone our advertising number, 305-167. That's Channel 3 Television Advertising at 81 Eccles Street, Dublin 7, or telephone 305-167. Remember, TV is the ultimate medium.
Australia may be upside down, but one thing's real. That's sun up in the bright blue sky. Sunseeker can take you there for these unbelievable prices. Melbourne or Sydney, ex-London for £330 sterling one way or £530 return. Perth only £310 sterling one way or £499 return. Stop over at Bali in exotic Indonesia on your way there or back. 3 nights bed and breakfast, only £36 sterling. Sunseeker can also take you to Spain, Portugal, Greece, America, in fact, anywhere in the world. Sunseeker Travel, your local travel agent at 187 Hoth Road, Killester, beside the Beachcomber. Phone 339-243. That's 339-243. Happy travelling.
And welcome back. 7 minutes away from 9 o'clock and news at 9 with Al O'Rourke. And these now are the Commodores. Remember this one? Let's take things nice and easy.
No, it sounds funny, but I just can't stand the pain.
see a big stone and a bottle. Yeah. Ooh, that's why I'm easy. I'm easy like Sunday morning. Yeah. That's why I'm easy. I'm easy like Sunday morning. Why in the world would anybody put chains on me? Yeah. I've paid my dues to make it. Everybody wants me to be what they want me to be. I'm not happy when I try to fake it. No. Ooh, that's why I'm easy. I'm easy like Sunday morning.
Playing a lot of nice romantic music this Friday morning as we are approaching the August bank holiday weekend. And that's a fabulous song from the Commodores. Easy!
I
play that one very specially for Angela Doyle. How you doing, Angela?
Easy like Sunday morning. Yeah.
Let me tell you now about an Irish Steam Preservation Society are holding a steam rally on August the 2nd and 3rd. That's this Sunday and this Monday. And they're open each day from 12 noon to 6pm at Strabally Hall in Strabally, County Leash. The special attractions are performances by the Irish Parachute Skydiving, featuring Al O'Rourke. Hot air balloons, amusements, fairground organs, and that's all happening this August bank holiday weekend, August the 2nd and 3rd, a steam rally. Isn't that nice? Now, to take us up to news at 9 o'clock, we have a lovely song from Spyro Gyra. And a song from the album called Catching the Sun and Catching the Sun.
Thank you.
nice one from Spirogyra and Catching the Sun. This is ARD broadcasting on 11:43 a.m. and 99 FM. The time is 9 o'clock.
ARD News.
At a meeting in Belfast, representatives from most of the GAA clubs in Antrim said they would continue their support for the May's hunger strikers. The meeting was organised by a group calling itself Gales Against H-Blocks. In Dublin, a picket has been placed on the CIE bus garage in Clontarf by night cleaning staff. A spokesman at the garage said a short time ago, it's unlikely that there will be any buses available during the early part of the day. Earlier, the company said it had hoped for a considerable improvement in city bus services today, following the suspension of the strike by the National Bus Workers Union. No change has been reported in the conditions of Kieran Doherty TD and Kevin Lynch. Mr. Doherty today is entering his 71st day without food, and Kevin Lynch has been refusing food for 70 days. A third hunger striker, Patrick Quinn from Beelix, County Armagh, was said last night to be suffering from double vision and to have difficulty with his hearing. He's been fasting for 47 days. A consultative commission on the road haulage industry has expressed concern about the roadworthiness of many vehicles here. In a report for the Department of Transport, the commission recommends there should be a scheme of roadside checks on commercial vehicles by the Gardaí. In County Cork, investigations are being made to find the source of pollution which killed thousands of fish in the Blackwater River. Two government departments, the County Council, and local angling clubs are involved. And in Waterford, an armed raider got away with £5,000 when he held up a security guard in the city last night. And the weather for today, cloudy at first with mister fog patches inland, brightening up gradually with sunny spells developing in most regions, becoming warm in the afternoon. Temperatures between 21 and 23 degrees centigrade. That's news and weather together on ARD.
ARD News.
And thank you, Al O'Rourke, for news there. It's 2 minutes past nine, and this is our Master Blaster. On the hour, every hour, for the rest of today. Lee Cosman.
The room's all set, the doorbell is ringing. The first to arrive switch their dials to swinging. Lights are dim to match the conversation.
The ARD Master Blaster. Getting so exciting. And someone who certainly is getting very exciting at the moment is Aidan Stewart.
Oh, God, it's so exciting. Sorry.
How are you? Aidan has very, very kindly indeed come in to say goodbye.
Yes, it's a very sad occasion. It really is. I must say, delighted to be able to come in this morning. I was able to get up as well, in fact, which is quite unbelievable.
Yeah.
Usually, if I don't get up at 4 o'clock in the morning, that's it, you see. No, that's not for me at all. That's all right.
Now, we also have Victor Ryan there in the background.
Yeah, you better say hello, Victor, actually. Seeing as though you stayed on as well to say goodbye. I do say hello. Go on. No, he's not going to say. He's very shy.
Say hi.
Hi. Good man, Victor. No, David, we must say we're very sad to see you leaving AOD. And are you going to be are you leaving radio?
I am, unfortunately. You know, I really have enjoyed it. 3 years, you know, it's a long, long time. Mm-hmm. And all credit goes to a gentleman who you may have heard of, Hugh Brown.
I thought you were going to say Aidan Stewart.
Who indeed has trained me. He trained me to be a disc jockey.
Yeah.
And superb job he has always done, and a superb disc jockey he is. But we'd save all that until the end.
Yeah.
However, listen, lads.
Are you saying you're a superb disc jockey there?
No. I'm saying Hugh Brown is a superb disc jockey.
That. Yeah,
now, the thing is, lads, we'll cut this interview very, very short.
Right.
Just to thank you very much for hanging about.
Okay, and thanks. And good luck to yourself now, whatever you're doing.
Yeah, right. Thanks very much.
You're keeping a secret.
Right, we're all stars in here, and we play this for Aidan and Victor, who certainly are stars.